So I think we have here a very interesting question about the terms of debate and actually what transpired here. But let us see now if we can understand the dynamics of both debates side by side and see if we can reach some final conclusions about the whole nature of this assault as we move into the larger question of why this new aggressiveness. Why are all of a sudden Jews being put on the spot? Why are they put in this difficult position of having to defend themselves where Christianity will be the victor and Judaism will be the victim of a very serious aggression? There's no question that the Barcelona and the Paris debates, particularly the Barcelona debate, at least the Hebrew versions, and also the Latin versions, were passed on from generation to generation. What is clear, as we said, that we have reached a level of Christian-Jewish argumentation, which is very different from what we've seen before, revealing an intimacy with Judaism on the part of Christians. And as I would like to point out, I've already mentioned it, and I could give you other examples within this debate, less so, but in other debates where Jews are intimate with Christian writings and use them to assault Christians. Of course, I should qualify that by saying that these are internal documents that are passed on within the Jewish community. Nowhere do I know the Jews get up publicly and are allowed to attack the New Testament. That doesn't happen. The Christians would never allow it. So that these debates did not take place publicly. But nevertheless, the Jewish literature does reveal, and this was circulated among Jews primarily for Jews who need to debate. Therefore, they needed these books, these materials available to them in order to have to present an argument. So these things passed within the Jewish world, but they never passed to Christian eyes because ultimately Jews were not in a position, as I said, to argue them in that way. But notice the two different approaches here that really stand in contrast. And how do you explain the contradiction? The Paris assault on the Talmud establishes the precedent for Talmud burnings, and especially a position which the papacy adopts, as I said, during the Counter-Reformation. There is no question that this position is unambiguous. Get rid of the Talmud. The Talmud defines Judaism as heretical, and therefore Jews need to be punished by this text going away. It is the root of all of Jewish evil. On the other hand, the tactics of Pablo Cristiani and Barcelona were very different. And by the way, we're followed by the successor of Cristiani, a man named Raymond Martinez, or Martini, in the very famous text, perhaps the most famous text of its genre in the Middle Ages, called the Pugio Fidei, or the Dagger of Faith. In this comprehensive inventory of rabbinic writings, he goes step by step, utilizing all of these texts to undermine Judaism as witnesses of the Christian faith. In other words, the Pugio Fidei is the final culmination of what already had emerged in Barcelona beforehand. The approach, you notice, is not to eliminate the Talmud, but to extract, as we said, Christian nuggets from the dung heap of rabbinic exegesis. So on the one hand, how do you explain the fact that one Christian polemicist argues that all the Talmud is bad, the other utilizes the Talmud as fair game to explain Christianity? I don't have any answer to that contradiction. I guess you can just say that if the tactics work, use them in your own way. Or perhaps we can speak of two different approaches to the study of rabbinics within the context of the Middle Ages. Nevertheless, it is clear that Donen's position of negating the Talmud does, in many respects, contradict totally the position of Pablo Cristiani in using the Talmud for Christian exegesis. We should also point out, as we enter the modern era, that these are not the only positions that Christians take. And then ultimately, you will see, and believe me, you can see a development as we enter the early modern period, where Christians will begin to appreciate these writings in their own terms, as sources, as resources for spirituality within Christianity. But that day has not come in the 13th century.